You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life ministries, come out of the world.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the program today. My name is Paul Nisan from Torah Life Ministries, and Torah is the first five books of the Bible known as the instructions of our Creator. It's not a Jewish thing, folks. It's a Bible thing. It's a God thing. And we're going to be talking about some godly things today, some biblical things today that many people seem to have forgotten. Many people in the church have seemed to have forgotten. And I want to discuss these things because they're very important, because the Bible says we should have no idols in our life. The Bible says we should focus on our Creator and our Creator only. And today it's backwards in the church today, and it's a very, very losing thing that's happening. The world and the church is just going in the wrong direction from the way our Creator says we should be going in the Scriptures. So, today on the show, we're going to discuss this day that people are observing this coming Monday called Christmas, Christ Mass, or X-Mass, or whatever we want to call it. If I was to ask Christians, how many of you are going to partake in something to do with Christmas, I would have to say 99.9, if not 100%, of every person that considers themselves a Christian, and many who do not, will, in fact, do something that's related to Christmas. And I do have an issue with this, because the Bible has an issue with this. First of all, we have to know, anytime we're celebrating something or partaking in any festival or anything, we should know what we're partaking in. For example, in the Bible, there were sacrifice of children going on all the time with Moloch and these other gods and everything else. And if you innocently were there watching it, observing it, and supporting it, well, are you just as guilty as the people that are doing it? Even if you're innocently there, somehow you've been deceived or tricked into supporting these people that are literally throwing children into the fire. And see, that's not the real question today is. The real question today I want you to ponder and think about is, okay, so maybe you're deceived, maybe you were there by mistake, maybe you didn't know what was going on. But the real question is, when you find out the truth, what are you going to do then? That's the real question to think about, because so many of us, including myself, have been deceived by the enemy to some degree or another. Just like when we get the revelation of Yeshua being Messiah, our eyes are opened. We have a choice. Do we want to follow him and identify ourselves as a believer in Yeshua, Messiah, as the only way to be saved? Or do we not? Do we want to stay stuck in the world we were in the world systems and the world ways, and say, well, there's many ways to get to heaven and there's many ways to be saved? So we have that choice. And rightfully so, many people that identify themselves as believers or Christians have made that choice to accept Yeshua as the one and only Messiah, and I'm so pleased to hear that. And but now we got to ask ourselves this other question. The days we observe and what we do with those days. Okay, if you're innocently observing something that we shouldn't be serving, you know, yes, there might be consequences, but you didn't go ahead and do it on purpose. So I think it's a little different story there. Now, once your information has been updated, your eyes have been opened, and you get the wisdom or the knowledge about what you're observing or what you're doing, and you find that it's wrong. Now, do we go back and keep doing that, or do we say, we got to get out of here? Do we keep doing it because we've just been doing it so long, it's all just become a custom, and we don't want to break custom. We don't want to upset anyone else whose eyes haven't been open. We want to stay right here and keep doing the thing we always did, because, I mean, we've been doing it this long and nothing seems to have happened so bad. Look at your life, folks. You say you've been doing it this long, nothing seems to have happened so bad. Or they say, well, what's wrong with giving a gift? Or what's wrong with having a tree in my house? Or what's wrong with telling my children that there's a fat man in a red suit coming down the chimney once a year? What's wrong with that? And flying reindeers and all this stuff. What's the harm in that? Well, again, you have a choice to make. And if you want to question what's wrong with those things, you have to question, well, what's wrong with the Day of the Dead and getting dressed up on Halloween? What's wrong with that? We're just going to knock on doors and get candy. We're not observing the dead or the Day of the Dead. And what's wrong with being in environments that bad stuff is going on? We're not taking partaking in those things. So what's wrong with being there? What's the harm in being there? Nothing's bad has happened to me yet, and I've been going, so what's the harm? Listen, as a believer, or a real believer, not a make-believer, because it's the make-believers that won't change and still stay stuck in what they're doing once their eyes are opened. But a true believer would desire to get out of there as fast as he can. If you finally realize this is somewhere you don't belong, you're going to get out of there as fast as you can. Look, if you're standing in your house or somewhere with a friend of yours, and you always suspected the friend something was weird about them, and then one day you're standing there, and all of a sudden they turn, literally turn in front of your eyes to the devil. You know, they literally turn into this big ugly monster right in front of your face. Are you going to stay there and say, well, I've been hanging around with you this long, so I'm going to hang out with you some more. I'm going to still stay here and hang out with you because where else am I going to go? Nothing bad has happened to me since. No, I promise you, you will run out of there so fast. Well, just think about the ugliness that has not yet been uncovered of observing pagan days. Pagan days of worship. Halloween, Easter, and Christmas, and all these other days. Why do you have this fellow on his radio station? He's just bashing a Bible. I'm not bashing a Bible. I'm bashing the system of the world that bashes the Bible. The Bible says there's one way, and there's one truth. Yeshua, the one you call Jesus himself, said, this is what you should do, and this is what you shouldn't do. It says in the Bible in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my statutes and commands, and do not follow the ways of the Egyptians, I will not put the same diseases upon you that I put on them. Every single prophet in the Bible was hated by the culture of the world that was so stuck into these pagan practices and everything else. But every single prophet in the Bible would have said the same thing I say about these holidays or these days called Christmas and Easter and all this wickedness that's done but uncovered. They said, learn and understand and repent. You see, the word pent doesn't just mean to turn. Repent means to change your way of thinking. So now when you see something, and it's just a shame that we can't hear it and believe it, or research it, we have to actually see it with our own eyes. But go ahead and see it. Do the research. Don't take my word for it. Do the research. I assure you that our Messiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, was not born on December 25th. Some people say, well, I know that. Well, then why are you celebrating his birthday on December 25th? And do you know whose birthday is on December 25th? Do you know what God of this world's birthday is on December 25th? And do you know the history behind that? And do you know the history behind Easter? You know, with the internet and everything else, it's not difficult to find this information these days. You just got to do a little research and you'll find it. Just type in on the internet the truth about Christmas. Type the truth about Christmas. You know, James 4:17 in the Bible says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Good according to the Bible, righteousness according to the scriptures is being obedient to the Creator's guidelines and instructions, which is mistakenly referred to as the law. No, it's the will of our Father. And righteousness is to do the will of our Father. To know good, to know what his will is, and then to not do it. His will is to observe the set apart holy feast days that are found in the Creator's calendar and found all over the Bible, and not to partake in the ways of the heathens. To know good and not do it, to him it is sin. And that's a purposeful sin. There's no denying it. There's a lot of harm in celebrating Christmas. I'm not the grouch that stole Christmas. I'm not trying to keep joy from you. I'm telling you, when Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, says know the truth and the truth will set you free, it doesn't say know the truth and then keep doing what you were doing and stay stuck in bondage. Do you understand the difference? And, you know, they refer to the original believers as the way. What way? The way of Messiah. The way of Yeshua. And what way was that? It was the way of the Bible. It wasn't the way of the heathen festivals and everything else that's going on in today's world. And I don't even have to get into the history of Christmas on this show today. I have enough videos on my website that expose the truth and reveal the truth to people. But to my dissatisfaction, when I see a whole bunch of people hearing this and they refer to themselves as Christians, they want to make excuses to keep doing these evil days and things like this. Well, you know, it says in the scriptures, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. Choose life so you may live. So you have a choice. Whose ways are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the Bible's ways, or are you going to choose man's ways? It's your opportunity. Choose life. Back then, the people answered not a word, and they suffered for it. But then we have Ezekiel 33:11 that says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. Now, some of you might hear that and say, great, he wants us to live. But he says, only if they repent and change their thinking, will they have that opportunity to have a spiritual life. Because if they want to still partake in these things of the world, they're going to suffer from the same diseases of the world, from the same issues of the world. And you just look around it. Look around your church. Go to your Christmas service. Go to your Easter sunrise service. And look around you and think about all the prayers, what they're for. They're prayer for, well, I need finances for this. Well, I got this disease, or this person has that disease. You're partaking in a pagan festival. What do you expect? Our Creator does not want you to be there or do those things. And He will let you suffer the consequences until you wake up. Don't say, well, I'm like Job. He's just testing me because I'm so righteous. You're not righteous if you're living in sin and enjoying it. We're to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And it's time somebody said it on this radio station, and it's time somebody said it in general that you've heard it. Now what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do when you hear that? See, Jeremiah known as the watchman on the wall, so he's calling. The enemy is near. Are you going to flee or are you going to join the enemy? And it's your choice. I'm not trying to take the Christmas, the joy. I'm not trying to take the joy of our Creator away from you. People say, well, I observed the Creator's birthday. I just think about the Creator on that day. Well, why that day? Why the most pagan day of the year? What stands out about that? You should do it every day. You know, well, I'm thinking just about him, so I'm going to bring a tree into my house. What does it bringing a tree in your house to do anything to do with him? Matter of fact, in the book of Jeremiah, it says not even to go near anything like that. Don't put a tree in your house. Why would somebody put a tree in their house? Just doesn't make no sense. If you've heard this before, or this is the first time you're hearing this about Christmas, you can check more information out on my website on TorahLifeMinistries.org. TorahLifeMinistries.org. We have live fellowship in Lake Worth, Florida every Saturday at 3 p.m. And we also have a fellowship Friday night via YouTube online every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out there. Please go to the website TorahLifeMinistries.org and look up the truth about Christmas and see some of the videos there that really get into the history of Christmas. We don't have time today to do so, but they're there. Or go to an independent site. Go anywhere on Google and just write the history of Christmas and see how it was against the law when we first got into this country to celebrate and observe this evil, wicked day. And now people have accepted it and do it on a normal basis. It's time we wake up, folks, and it's time we change our way of thinking. You can contact me at a phone number at the end of this program. If you have any comments or questions, I welcome them all. But I appeal to you and ask you, please, do not partake in these pagan festivals and feast days and all these other things that are not of Scripture. And learn about the biblical calendar and what our Creator tells us to observe. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening today. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-425-5399. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support.
And the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. God favors thee. You shall bear a son. Great he will be.
Bleeding, dying, see. Guide us by your Spirit.
Must have been something
seeing three wise men. On their knees before a newborn, with their eyes all aglow, 'cause in their hearts they know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah. He's come at last. It must have been something speaking the word of your father. The promise of life and peace forever. It must have been something walking the streets of Jerusalem. With the sins of the world and the innocence of a lamb, but soon everyone will know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the
Christmas time.